بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities and characteristics of His friends, of those who are close to Him. And one of the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those who, when they have the ability to express anger, they are within their right, somebody has wronged them, then they suppress, they swallow their anger, and they forgive the person. So this is a sign that a person is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Under the commentary of this verse, Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned the incident of the pious person, Maymun bin Mahran rahimahullah. This person, on one occasion, he had some guests that came to his home, and some meals were prepared. So the slave girl comes into the room carrying the tray, and on this tray there's a bowl of hot gravy, and this meal is about to be served to the guests. And as she is approaching the dastarkhan, she trips over something, and this causes the entire tray and the bowl of gravy to fall over, and it falls onto Maymun bin Mahran rahimahullah. Not only is he burnt, but now the entire meal is gone to waste. This entire scenario takes place in front of the guests. He is embarrassed. So the slave girl notices on his face that some anger is coming into his heart, and perhaps he's going to express his anger. So she knows that this is a pious person, this is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately upon seeing this, she recites this verse, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friends, those who are close to Him, when they have the ability to express their anger, they suppress it. So she recites this verse. Maymun bin Mahran rahimahullah looks at her and he says, I make Allah my witness that I have swallowed my anger. Thereafter, she realizes that this is an opportunity. This friend of Allah is now prepared to listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him. So she continues the next portion of the verse, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, that the friends of Allah forgive. Not only do they suppress and hold back their anger, but they forgive the person who has wronged them. So she recites this portion. Maymun bin Mahran rahimahullah replies, that I make Allah my witness that I have forgiven you. I have completely forgiven you. I hold no grudge in my heart because of this mistake or what you have done to me. She doesn't stop here, but she recites the next portion of the verse, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who are kind, those who do good. Maymun bin Mahran rahimahullah looks at her and he responds, I make Allah my witness that I will do a kind act to you, and I now set you free for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the quality of those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has the ability to express his anger, to take it out on somebody, but he holds it back for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward that is mentioned, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, مَنْ كَظَمَ غَيْظًا, that person who will hold back, he will suppress his anger. وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَفِّذَهُ, but he has the ability to express it. The person in front of him is weaker than him, and he has full right to express his anger. He holds it back. He doesn't do anything to the person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him in front of the entire humanity on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will give him to choose from whichever of the Hure'een he desires. That this is your reward. This is the thawab because you suppressed and held back your anger in this world. We find when it comes to anger, Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab daum barakatuhu mentions that many a time a person comes and he says, Mawlana, when somebody tramps my toes, somebody does something to me, my wife says something back to me, my children disrespect me, or I'm driving and some driver cuts in front of me, then I only see red. The anger comes into me, and there's absolutely nothing I can do to hold it back. I don't know what happens to me, but I'm not in control. So he says, it's not that you can't hold it back, but you don't want to hold it back. And he explains this point further. He says, a husband and wife are arguing, they're fighting with one another, voices are being raised, and the husband begins to insult and scream at his wife, and Allah forbid, but he starts to abuse her physically as well. And while this fight is continuing, there's a knock on the door, and he looks outside, he sees that his wife's two brothers who are bodybuilders have come to visit. On their way home from the gym, they have stopped for a cup of tea, so they knock on the door. So he says, see how quickly the person will be able to swallow his anger. He says that I can't control my anger, I only see red. There's absolutely nothing I can do. But now when those two bodybuilders are standing in front of you, and you are busy screaming and insulting their sister, now see how quickly you become timid and tame. So he says, it's not that a person can't control his anger, but sometimes we don't want to control. Person says, I have to show who I am. People will take advantage of me. Although on this point as well, ulama explained, yesterday we spoke about gentleness, kindness. Here we learn about swallowing one's anger. There are those times in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where not only will it be permissible but necessary that a person expresses, shows some anger, some harshness. But when is this? Al-bughdu lillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times we find in our own home the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being broken? The disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. A person has absolutely no problem with it. He doesn't become angry. He doesn't become upset. He allows it to continue. This doesn't affect him. That's the time where a person should be expressing his anger, his displeasure, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is being broken. But let somebody break my command. I tell my child to do something, my wife to do something, or I ask somebody to do a favor for me. He doesn't do it. Somebody wrongs me and tramples over my rights. Then a person becomes angry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, never took revenge for himself. Somebody would do something to him, strip him of his rights. He never ever took revenge. He would forgive the person. But when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was broken, that's when he would become angry, he would become upset, and he would show his anger also at times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding, grant us the reality that these emotions Allah has given us, we channel them in the correct direction, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.